The Weather Underground, the Symbionese Liberation Army, the Black Panther Party, all names of militant urban armies that revolutionized left-wing activism in the 1970s. Within this radical segment of American history, but perhaps not as well known, is the George Jackson Brigade, who were active right here in Seattle in the late 70s. Daniel Burton Rose, author of Guerrilla USA, a book about the group, explains their origins.
The prison movement had largely replaced the anti-war movement as the place where radicals and militants worked. And Seattle, throughout this period, was a major center for New Left bombings and campus bombings. But George Jackson was the epitome of the prisoner revolutionary, and everyone who became members of the George Jackson Brigade had their background in prison work.
George Jackson was a prison activist who was a member of the Black Panther Party while in prison. His books, Soledad Brother and Blood in My Eye, were his accounts of systematic racism and mistreatment of inmates in prison. The book greatly influenced members of the brigade. His death at the hands of prison guards while trying to escape in 1971 inspired other prisoners and organizers to carry on his work. Thus, the George Jackson Brigade's first bomb went off at the Washington Division of Corrections building in Olympia on May 31, 1975. Other bombings ensued, including FBI offices. They also bombed a Safeway grocery in Capitol Hill in solidarity with the United Farm Workers. A George Jackson Brigade communique explaining who they were followed each bombing, as well as the political reason for the action.
We are cozy, cuddly, armed and dangerous, and we will raise the f***ing prisons to the ground.
That's Rita Beau Brown, a former member of the brigade, reading from one of those dispatches. In 1976, the George Jackson Brigade's fourth bombing blew up an electrical transformer in support of workers striking against the utility company Seattle City Light.
And people in those days went to picket lines and marched with people and brought people coffee and talked to people.
Together, the seven members of this black and white, straight and gay collective planned the attack.
It was a collective process. We discussed it. We did research and found out the profile of the richest neighborhoods in Seattle were, of course, amazingly enough, they were all north. And people went and looked at what was in those neighborhoods.
They chose a transformer connected to the affluent Laurelhurst neighborhood.
That one was very accessible. It was in a park. It was pretty far away from any homes or anything. And it was became a chosen target. And two people went there and cut through the fence, placed a bomb there, and it went off, and some windows in one house were shattered, one car was burnt up, and that was it. And the rich people didn't have any lights for New Year's, or 3 months after.
Beau considers this their most successful action. Immediately after, City Lights workers announced their refusal to provide emergency assistance to repair the transformer. While some workers celebrated the bombing, many others on the New Left did not.
There was a quote in the Northwest Passage from a longtime labor leader. He wasn't fazed by the brigade's actions. He said, of course, everyone likes to see their enemy get a black eye, but it's not going to be something that can supplement a strong labor movement.
The controversial George Jackson Brigade, responsible for multiple bombings, bank robberies, and even a jailbreak, began to disintegrate. By 1978, they no longer existed as an urban guerrilla group. One member was killed while robbing a bank to help finance the group's actions. A police officer had been shot and injured during an escape. The FBI soon caught and incarcerated Beau Brown, along with five other members of the brigade. Even after 8 years in prison, some of those in solitary confinement, Beau still believes that armed struggle is still necessary for real change.
I think that there's never been a successful change of society without armed action anywhere in the world. I don't think you can find that. Because the people that have the money ain't going to just give it up. They're greedy, and they kill for it every day. And they're not going to stop that just because you say, oh, hey, don't you think you should give us a little bit more over here? They don't stop that.
And she does think the George Jackson Brigade brought much-needed attention to the prison justice issue.
I think, actually, the George Jackson Brigade was very successful at bringing prison struggle to the front page. And I don't know that that much has changed in prisons lately, but I think there are people who understand the prison industrial complex. And I think that us and all the other people who were doing prison work back in those days started that ball rolling.
Out of the 7 members of the brigade, 6 are still alive today and all are released from prison. Most of them are still involved with activism, though of a much more peaceful nature. The book Guerrilla USA by Daniel Burton Rose is out now. Burton Rose also edited the follow-up to that book, Creating a Movement with Teeth, a documentary history of the George Jackson Brigade. It's a collection of all the brigade's writings, as well as newspaper accounts of their actions. For One World Report, I'm Amber Cortez.